وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of talks for humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We've been talking about different characteristics of Ibadur Rahman, elaborated in the last verses of chapter Furqan. One of the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes about Ibadur Rahman is thinking, pondering, reflection. Ibadur Rahman are kinds of people who mostly think, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. Those who, when reminded of the signs of the Lord, do not turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to them. It means that they think. You see, the verse is very beautiful because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people are two types. Some people, they constantly face the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they ignore it as if they haven't heard of it, as if they haven't faced. So their feeling is the same as the time that they haven't had heard and faced of such signs. Every day, they face different signs of the Lord, but they do not care. No matter a single sign, a tiny sign, or a very great sign of the Lord, something that is So similar, it sounds like a miracle. It looks like a miracle. Even the great signs. Just look at the history of previous nations. The nation of Prophet Saleh, very strange. They asked their prophet that we will believe in you as a prophet, as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one condition. The condition is, you ask your Lord to bring out a camel out of the mountain. Just imagine, very incredible act. If it was us, we would have thought that it is impossible. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring a camel out of a mountain? Impossible. But believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. He has done. Allah says that, okay, tell them, I will do that. But you are not the people who are going to regard it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the camel out of the mountain. What a huge sign. It's a great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very incredible. Very impressive. But the same people, as soon as they have faced that, oh, the Lord of Saleh has done what he has promised. Instead of believing, instead of regarding this sign, what did they do? They started conspiring against the camel. They conspired, they appointed a person to secretly kill the camel, and they supported him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that now it's time to punish you all, because some of you were criminals directly, because you have killed the camel, and the others support it. So it means that you are not going to regard the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs. So this is the first type of the people. So after a short break, I will elaborate the second type of the people.
وصلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه وصلي على محمد صلوا عليه يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi from Iran Radio, talking with you about a very great characteristic of Ibadur Rahman. We said that Ibadur Rahman are people who use not to ignore. They usually, or they always, they regard carefully the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not pass by the signs of the Lord. We constantly, daily, face many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we might ignore them. But Ibadur Rahman are not like that. They regard them. Not only they regard them, they think upon them. They ponder. They reflect upon that. And that is interesting. We talked about the issue of tafakkur, pondering, reflection, almost very comprehensively some episodes ago when talking about different types of communications of human beings to himself, when talking about how and the way a human being should react toward the Lord around him, the world around him. We talked about the issue of tafakkur. We said what items we should think upon, what is the subject, what should be the subject of our reflection. We talked about that. We brought several verses of the Holy Book. But now, I just want to add some single points to them. Because of the verse that I read, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ, those who, when reminded of the signs of the Lord, do not turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to them. Cognition. Cognition is a part of our personality. It is true that our personality, our identity, has another primary element, which is inclination as well. But cognition, the capability to understand, to think upon, to reflect, that is a very important part of our identity, our personality. There are many people in the world, since they do not think a lot and they do not think deeply, their age does not match their personality. Psychologists say that we have a kind of personal development, a kind of emotional maturation. A person might be 30, 40 years old, but he still is not mature. His personality has not developed completely. And some people might be different, vice versa. A person might be very young, even a teenager, but he understands as well as a very well-grown man. We have seen both types of the people in our life. So this partly is connected to their reflection capability. Inshallah, we will talk a little bit more in the next episode about this issue. Thank you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me a blissful life eternally. One day all my deeds will be shown in front of you, and no one will be beside me. I'll be standing on my own, blessing me with your mercy.
sizonamuk